preview.
'97, three more to go.
Happy Weenie Wednesday to you.
And I'm happy it's Weenie Wednesday because I got a couple of weenies. Well, at least one from last night for sure. But another tough loss. Rodgers goes out there and pitches a pretty decent game. And then we just can't produce any runs to back him up. And then the inevitable thing happens. The bullpen implodes.
Yep. No, we're in a rough stretch. And
we're 9 days or 9 or 10 days now from the trade deadline, which, well, no, it's how many? Today's the 21st. So 11 days or 10 or 11 days to the trade deadline. So we're going to find out. But I think just like Red and I were talking about yesterday, look, nobody, not one veteran player is really off the table as far as making moves. You know, I think Aguilar is potentially on the blocks. I think Starling Marte for sure. And then you got to look at some of these other guys like Brian Anderson, Rojas, and some of these other guys that you'd hate to see them go because they've been part of the fabric of the Marlins, especially the new revamped Marlins, the new Derek Jeter, Kim Ng Marlins. But man, I think you gotta protect Sandy, Pablo, and Trevor, and then after that, you know, if you've been here more than you know 2 years, you probably have an opportunity to get moved.
Yeah, we're in the dog days. It's been those games are rough to watch. I mean, yeah. Listen, I can't remember, you know, that what was that Monday night's game? I mean, have we had an implosion? We haven't talked about that. We had an implosion like that in years.
Ooh, 18-1. Brutal. Yeah. I've never seen a game like that. Never.
I've seen games like that. I just can't remember in recent memory. I mean, it was rough.
I haven't seen the Marlins lose like that.
Yeah.
In a long time. But it is Weenie Wednesday, and of course, we got Arbetters. Yep. Thanks, Uncle Dave Arbetter.
No, and Christina.
And Christina was on the
Christina.
Did she make the dogs?
No, but Christina is a big part of it. She got out of dance camp. She's at Coach Rochelle's dance camp. We left early, and she goes and tell him, what do you have to explain to Tom, Mr. Tommy, what do you have at Arbetters? Tell him.
I have tater tots, french fries, a regular hot dog with ketchup, and that's it.
Ernie makes her a special hot dog with ketchup.
And a Sprite.
Don't tell mommy, Sprite.
She already
I'm glad
knows
Michael Miller's here
watching.
To bring the napkins over.
Michael Miller.
I think we got some. Once again, I'm getting ready to spill.
Michael Miller, here we are.
Nice white shirts.
We're in the Mainline Marlins studio in Studio A of the hub of community news.
That's exactly right.
Community newspaper.
That's it. But.
Go on.
We got to talk about what is.
I love how you're going to give multiple weenies.
Well, I'm going to give at least one. I'm going to give one weenie because there was one outstanding weenie, but I'm going to give two hot dogs because there's something that's happening kind of in the background of the Marlins that has to do with Tokyo that got
announced
today.
Before Michael leaves, I want to give my weenie.
You all know, right, well, so we got, you know, so before we even do that, you got to fire up the video.
Yeah, stay here, Michael.
And
let's do it, Elsie. Here, Elsie, you got to dance the video.
Here we go. Wednesday.
So, Michael, before Michael leaves, I got to tell you, I think the weenie of the week is Bezos wiener shaped spacecraft.
Love it.
The circumcised.
I like it.
The circumcised spacecraft.
How Tulsi Gabbard, former congresswoman from Hawaii, says, "I just hope he doesn't come back from space."
Well, no, this isn't a wrap on Bezos. It's the shape of his circumcised.
I'm sure he had something to do with the final design, signing off on that. Like he's the like, best, yeah, that looks good.
The best tweet is like some Instagram model took a screenshot of it taking off, and it just said, "It's next stop, Uranus."
Nice.
that even got a laugh out of D-Nice.
Yeah, it did.
What do you, okay, so before we do it, then who is your hot dog of the week? Who gets the award this week?
What?
For everything. Mommy? Your cat?
Yes.
Mango gets weenie of the week. No, hot dog of the week. We're going to
hot dog of the week.
And then I want you to do weenie.
Like hot dog of the night.
We're going to listen to Tommy, and then you're going to give us who gets the weenie, which is like the bad guy of the week. We're going to talk about that in a second.
That's next. All right.
The answer.
So my weenie obviously has to be Richard Bleier for that, what, two-thirds of an inning, and he gave up three runs. What a joke. I mean, Trevor came out there and pitched after – this is the first time he pitched since his All-Star game performance, which was pretty good. Comes back on the road against a pretty decent Nationals team that's been hot lately. And then they pull him. Bleier comes in and proceeds to give away the whole thing. Yeah, that guy's terrible. But I do like your Bezos one. I wonder if his wife that got away with all the what's her name?
I know.
McKenzie. Yeah, McKenzie. She's giving away like $5 billion here and there just to do it. I think she had something to do with the design.
I love the other tweet I saw, but that was so funny though. I love her focus on this. It said, it's like someone was complaining saying we're all celebrating the guy that killed off bookstores.
Exactly.
As he shoots himself into space.
Right. I guarantee you that.
Pays no taxes. No, that's what it was, D-Nice. Pays no taxes and has paid no personal taxes for the last 10 years and destroyed bookstores.
And do you know that it cost $100 million to ride? That's the cost of that space ride? $100 million. Come on, man.
Well, I saw another thing talking about it.
That's like Biden. Come on, man.
Come on, man. They got to, they have to talk about how great space is. Because like you go up there, like what did they see?
Nothing. It is space. And what are you going to do? Like drink some Tang, maybe float around, flip over up and down.
It's like going to the moon is cool.
Oh no,
like,
that'd be awesome.
Flying through space for 10 minutes
for $100 million. What an idiot! Dumb. All right, hot dogs. Your hot dog.
I know you hate other sports, I know you hate it that it infects our show, but mine is Greek Freak Giannis. I thought it was one of the greatest finals elimination game performances. 50 points, mm-hmm. 15 out of 16 free throws, I think was the final.
Isn't that the first time since Lou Alcindor played for the Bucks that they were in the finals?
50 years, I think it was.
So fast.
Yeah, he's a fast hot dog eater.
Hot dog, got to eat them fast because right now they're kind of cold, but still delicious. All right, Giannis is your hot dog.
Yep, non-baseball.
I'm going to keep mine to the Marlins.
Yep.
Obviously, the only run production we got yesterday was a three-run blast by Adam Duvall, his 21st. He's creeping up again. I think now he's going to be second. Jesus Aguilar with the lead RBIs for the National League. So that's the only run production. They don't trade that guy. He's got 21 dingers and it's only the second half.
I've been around baseball my whole life. And it's a funny thing that these hitters, great RBI production,
mm-hmm.
great home run, not good,
decent, yeah,
good home run production. Right. Mm-hmm. And low batting average.
Yeah.
It's like the modern
Which
era
means
of baseball.
A lot of strikeouts.
And it's just a lot of strikeouts. All right. A lot of ground balls and pop ups.
He hit a ball. Adam Duvall early on in the game yesterday that I haven't seen one of these in a little while. The infield fly rule was enacted.
Yeah.
But here's the crazy thing. And they were talking about during the game, nobody ever just lets the ball fall and say, ha ha, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they always catch it.
Yeah.
That professionalism, whatever. If it was me and I was a shortstop and I had the infield fly, I'd just stand there and like let it hit
at
my feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just throw it to the pitcher. How cool would that be? But my second hot dog, and because this Friday, the opening ceremonies for Tokyo Olympics start this Friday.
Yep.
And Eddie Alvarez was named flag bearer for the United States team. And he is part of USA Baseball, while I'm wearing this shirt.
Yep.
And he's going to be – listen, we got a real good chance to take gold home in baseball.
And then it's interesting too because then I guess the Olympics have started. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. Officially it started. And the girls' softball, I think, plays today.
Cool.
I'm glad to see baseball and softball back in the Olympics. I think it's cool.
Yeah. It's sad that a lot of these young athletes spent the last 4 years trying to get ready and then test positive for COVID and now they can't compete.
Yeah.
Which sucks. Or they maybe smoked a little bit of reefer.
Although I saw, and I saw, I was laughing with this testing thing. Not laughing. It's kind of sad, but like I saw then the latest was the Australian that rides the horse, you know, the English dressage,
which
you know,
is guy. Cool, which is pretty cool.
But you saw what he tested positive for? Cocaine. Oh. Like I love D-Nice with the ouch. Your Olympic dream's over.
Don't they know that there's, you got, yeah, whatever. Stupid.
They've often.
Yeah.
Okay, you can go. So
I mean, look, celebrate with your horse. Do all the blow you want to after you win the gold.
After you win the gold. Damn. Wear your gold medal. Christina's going to say goodbye
Sort because it right she, has off your gold medal. She has to go. I don't care.
Before you go to the bathroom, who's your hot dog? Who's your hot dog award for? No, who's your bad guy? Who is the bad guy you were going to say?
Mama.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Uh-oh. There have been a lot of fights in the house.
That's going to be problematic. At the Winker home later.
The Wiener Award.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of chores.
But before she goes, we're going tonight. I'm having chores. If I do chores, my dad
gives me $5.
$5. So it's interesting. Sit down just for a second. What we're doing tonight is we're going, and this, I promise this has a baseball ending, but we're going to enter Miami to watch the soccer game tonight. They're playing the New England Revolution. And what did you tell me right before we came in here? What did you say about going to a baseball game versus a soccer game?
Baseball's way better.
She said, I'd rather go to a baseball game.
Of course.
Which I, which course. I thought
what
was
they,
funny.
What kind of good snacks do they have at a soccer game?
Nothing.
Poisonous stuff. Yeah, that's right. Poison stuff.
Poison stuff.
Yeah, maybe some poison and empanadas. No, like,
they have some hummus and carrots.
And poison.
No way. Fried. Nobody. Who orders hummus? Yeah, I don't even like the ones that with the jalapenos in it.
And it's like we are in the dog days right now. Inter Miami's lost. Go, PB. Inter Miami has lost four, I think, or five in a row. The Marlins have lost four in a row.
No, they've lost eight out of the last 10.
Eight out of the last 10.
Yeah.
You and I got to go back because
maybe nine now. I can't.
You, we both came out of the All-Star break with very different attitudes.
Mine was,
you said, we're in trouble.
Oh, we're in trouble.
And I thought we were going to storm back, and we are not. It's just, you know, the thing is too, is like, there's one thing to lose. It's nothing to just like, we just look toothless. Like we just don't look inspired right now.
Bad. No bueno, bro. I do want to remind people this weekend, an actual pretty damn good team. That's 14 or 15 games over 500. The San Diego Padres are going to be in town and some really good superstars on that team. So all is not lost as far as baseball, viewing baseball experience this weekend in Miami. Should be fun. Colombian Heritage Night is Saturday.
Yeah, are we going to any games this weekend?
We got to figure out which one. Let's do
Friday night is.
We could do Saturday.
Yeah, maybe we should go Saturday because I like that Saturday 4 o'clock start, I got to tell you.
Yeah, pretty awesome. So, and you get out of there early and you get Colombian food and hear some good Colombian music and – yeah, I'm sure they'll be.
I think we should do that. You know, we're going to do it. Maybe we'll bring. I may bring. Elsie's got her little blonde twin is a Colombian. It's funny. I actually gave that girl's mom the last year. It probably was 2019, but I went to the Colombian night and I had that red hat.
Oh, yeah.
With a Colombian flag.
It's pretty cool.
And I gave it to her, and it was funny for a Colombian who only cares about soccer. She's like, "This is a pretty awesome baseball hat." So yeah, it's funny how the outreach goes.
It is. They got Jewish Heritage coming up, and I think that's a T-shirt giveaway, not a hat. And then they got a couple more that are going to happen as the summer ends.
I always love the Jewish night because it's like a whole. It's a you know everyone talks about who's the best Jewish baseball player
Sandy of all Koufax. Time.
It's funny because Sandy Koufax is like not only was the best Jewish pitcher, like may have been one of the
best
pitchers
of all time. Super. Yeah. So I'm not sure I'm going to be, maybe the Miller boys would take me there on Jewish night as like a reward for all the hard work I did.
That would be awesome.
That would be killer. So tonight we've got Nick Neidert. For a while it was to be determined. I just flashed it up. It is Nicky Neidert pitching tonight against, who was their guy? Fetty, I think. So we got a shot again.
Yeah, we could win all these games. This is that same old thing we always talk about. Win the games you should win. It's like we were talking earlier about.
Last night was one of those.
Yeah. No, when we were talking about the NBA playoffs, and they always have that saying of like it's the playoffs. I don't know why it's more applicable to the NBA playoffs, but in the NBA playoffs, they always talk about like the series doesn't start until someone loses at home.
That's right.
Right? And that is, you know, like to me, I had a feeling of like we – you know, I don't expect to go to Washington and win all three games.
Right.
I mean, sorry, to win the, least, even win the series.
Right.
It's like steal a game.
Yeah, get one.
And be competitive.
And then win the
series
you got at home.
But we're not. I mean, that's the point. We're not.
And the Padres are playing the Braves tough right now. So they're going right from there to Loan Depot on Friday. We got a break tomorrow. Man, with the injuries, with the Jazz, to Cooper, and then already existing injuries that we have.
We didn't talk about the Jazz injury. We got lucky with that. He's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't serious.
Yeah. What do they call it? A shoulder contusion, which is a bone bruise or whatever. So
we're talking, it's funny.
You just got to take it easy.
One more quick question, Christina. What is your favorite, who are your favorite Marlins? Just talking to the microphone. Who are your favorite Marlins?
Marlins fans.
No, who are your favorite players? Oh. Talk to him.
Jazz Chisholm and Starling Marte.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, I know.
And Starling's going to go. And we were talking earlier. It was funny. I had to, watching the NBA Finals, seeing Crowder, my daughter, 8 years old, saw Crowder playing for the Suns.
Yeah.
In that weird, like, purple uniform.
Uh-huh.
Orange and purple uniform.
Yeah,
like,
did you call him a traitor?
She's like, what? Like, yeah. What?
Who is this idiot?
Why is he playing for these for these terrible guys?
Right. I was actually cheering for the Suns to win because I just can't stand Milwaukee and –
Yeah, from Giannis, well, from your Chicago days.
Yeah, Milwaukee. Yeah, I'm good for them that they won it.
Milwaukee
it's good
sucks.
Good for the city.
Milwaukee sucks. I have a soft spot for Milwaukee, and it was interesting to see the stadium, and then they estimated it was 60,000 people that's at the COVID street party Delta variant.
Oh yeah, or the Lambda variant. It could be anything. It sounds like a fraternity. I don't even know. Delta Lambda. That sounds like the fraternity that they came up with in old school. They just made it up.
Delta Lambda.
Yeah, you're my boy, Blue. That was that. Yeah, I think that was Delta Lambda.
Thinking about it with, and then even the announcers were joking around about, like, well, you know, what is that, Fauci Plaza out there?
Oh,
like,
nice. Nice. Yeah, no, to be honest, the only good thing about Milwaukee is Bob Uecker.
Oh, that's
funny. I think that would be the best. All right, so we got a ball game tonight. Nicky Neidert coming back to pitch against Fetty. Let's see if we can get a win.
Yeah, give it to us. George, all right.
You better stop by El Rey de las Fritas.
Yes. Wanchi Burger. We got to, I mean.
Nice. I mean,
let's change the name to Mainline South Florida Sports.
No.
When are we getting you in the studio? Wait, listen, enough. George, DM me. You're coming in. We're just going to grill you about restaurants. I don't understand why you don't have your own show. I see you and your beautiful wife living. It's like I see how the other half lives just following your account. Anyone that wants to have a great follow, in all seriousness, George is a great follow, shares the joy of South Florida, usually through eating and drinking, and the drinks and everything look great. So, George, thanks for watching.
Yep. Amazing chili dogs, Uncle Dave. Good job again.
And all the guys
over there, Ernie and everybody.
And Ernie, and I got to tell you something. I told Ernie what we have to do, and I don't want to give it away, but we have to work on it. We need a shot of Ernie. We need a Mainline Marlin shot of Ernie with the weenie of the week.
Yeah,
and we'll do like a big phallic weenie somehow next to him.
Photoshopped out.
Photoshop a weenie next to him.
We could definitely do
that. It's a hot dog award, I should say, for Ernie. So Ernie always takes good care of us. Thank you.
No, that guy's awesome.
Yeah, Ernie. Ernie is awesome.
And, love that place.
We love going in. And talk about our better memories. I love taking my daughter there. My daughter always has a blast there. And it's funny because as we sit there and wait, and the question she has of, she saw one of the lines for the drink machine and it was red. I don't know what drink it was, but the
big red.
But the line was red. And she was like, Daddy, Poppy.
Big red.
I think that's blood.
It is.
It's hot dog blood. It's
big red. Or back in the old days when we were kids, they had Cherokee Red. That was another red soda.
That's right. Remember?
Or Cheer Wine.
Cheer Wine. I was
saying that. They got Cheer Wine in the bottle there, which is my favorite.
Yeah, it's funny.
In the glass bottle.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Not even the plastic.
I love the Cheer Wine. And I always tell the story of Cheer Wine. I would go up to North Carolina all the time, and I came back. I remember one time being at someone's house with a marble countertop, spilling Cheer Wine, and it permanently stained
it. Did it really?
That's a true story.
Ouch.
Yeah, so you don't want to know what dye is inside that drink.
No kidding. We got to close the show out because the vodka in here is completely gone. I've got to go get a refill. Sunset Tavern.
Thanks, everybody.
Yep.
Remember, weenie of the week, mommy.
Yep. Mommy. Flip the M, boys. Let's go fish. Preview.